real estate's always going to be there. No matter what, people are going to need somewhere to live. So yes, we get lots of clients that do invest in syndications, but there's all different types of syndications. There's apartment buildings, there's storage units, there's mobile home parks. There's so many different types of syndications, but it's always up to the client to do their due diligence.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have an awesome guest, Brian Martinez. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Definitely. So everyone, Brian is with New View Trust, and he has a passion for educating passive investors on building tax-free wealth. Awesome. So Brian, tell us a little bit about how you got into this space.
That's a pretty cool question to ask me because my story is a little bit different, but I was working in the fitness industry. I did that for 10 years and I had a wonderful lady come in. I took her around the gym, gave her a tour, and she started telling me all about what she did, and she started telling me about New View and self-directed IRAs. And, you know, my first thoughts were, I've never heard of this before. Is this a scam? Like, is this a pyramid scheme? How come I don't know about this? Like, I have an IRA, but I thought I can only invest in the stock market. She started telling me all these cool things that her clients do, like buying parking lots and buying offshore property, investing in apartment buildings and student housing. And I was like, okay, I need to learn more about this. So she kind of approached me and said, you know, I really like you. Why don't you come to one of our classes? And so I came to New View. They were, you know, pretty close to where I worked. And I sat in for an hour, like introduction class. And then I started learning about it. I researched it like crazy. And I was like, you know, I should be doing this. And after that class, I met the vice president, Jason, and he asked for my resume. He's like, hey, you know, Barb put in a good word for you. Let me get your resume. We have seats we want to fill. And I gave him my resume. I didn't have any financial background. You know, I had some sales background and, you know, I didn't get a call back right away. I saw Barb again. And she said, you know, and I remember her name when she walked in. She obviously impacted me and started expanding my mind on like these opportunities that I've never heard of before. And she said, you know, I'm going to mention your name again to HR. Maybe they didn't overlook your resume or something. And, you know, I was pretty passionate about it at that point because I've been researching it. Then I got some callbacks and interviews and I ended up working for New View. And that's where the journey started. And I've got to network some of the greatest investors and syndicators that, you know, you can find in investing, passive investing, active investing, mostly real estate, but there's all kinds of assets you can, you know, really invest in. And I think that's where my passions came from.
Awesome. So just curious about something you mentioned, what was it that, you know, as you were doing your research on self-directed IRAs, et cetera, what was it that made you interested in doing it, using your self-directed IRA to invest?
So my money was sitting at, you know, a Fidelity account from a previous employer. And like, I didn't understand the stock market. You know, I would pick and choose things that were not very risky and hoping and crossing my fingers that would grow. And I think there's a lot of people in the same boat. They just don't know where to put their money. What's a good investment? What's a bad investment? Especially in the stock market. And if you're not paying attention to it on a daily basis, you could lose money. I didn't put in anything risky, but I didn't have control of it. And it kind of just drove me crazy. It's like, where do I go to learn this? How can I make, you know, this $10,000 account really grow? And when I started learning about the self-directed IRAs, it just, light bulbs kind of just literally were popping out. And I was like, oh my God, I could totally do this. It's not a whole lot of money to start with right now, but you know, I do have a friend that invests in real estate. He does flips. Let me see if maybe I can do a note to him. And that's how I started using my IRA. I was doing private lending.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's super interesting. So let's start with the basics. For someone who is new to this concept of self-directed IRAs, how would you describe them?
Okay, so self-directed IRAs, they've actually been around since the 1970s. And most people, they don't know about the power of self-directed IRAs. So you have companies like Fidelity, Charles Schwab, Merrill Lynch, right? Those are probably the most well-known companies. And most employer plans are restricted to the stock market. However, if you ever left that employer, you have the ability of doing a direct rollover from those old 401k plans or those previous employer plans to move them to a self-directed IRA like Newview Trust Company. What our clients invest in is called alternative assets. So the number one asset majority of clients will buy is real estate. After real estate, then mortgage notes are probably second. Private lending comes involved in the mortgage notes because it's secured by a piece of real estate. So it kind of goes hand in hand with real estate. And then we've been having a lot of people investing in things like precious metals, cryptocurrency. Definitely right now, people are investing in a lot of startup companies. That's another thing, private placements. But there's a big variety of assets you can buy in a self-directed IRA. The things you cannot invest in are collectibles, and you cannot invest in life insurance. So those are two things that are completely off the list. You also can't do any transactions between what's called disqualified parties. The disqualified parties are the IRA owner, their spouse, their parents and grandparents, and their children and their grandchildren. So as long as you're not doing transactions between those parties, if you were to buy like a rental property, those disqualified parties, they can't live there. They can't be the renters. They can't even put the sweat equity into the property because it's got to be passive and it must remain at arm's length. So that's what I would probably tell somebody that's brand new to this is those are the rules, but there's a wide range of investments and opportunities you can still invest in and still stay within the rules.
Okay. So when somebody comes to you that's interested in opening a self-directed IRA account, what are their typical reasons? Like, what are the range of reasons why they're interested in investing?
Yeah. So the main reason that people want to invest, majority of the people that when I answer the phone or calling are usually in their late 40s, early 50s. And I'm going to tell you why. They're starting to think about retirement. And, you know, shame on somebody like myself. I wasn't really thinking about retirement either in my early 30s. If I would have known about this sooner than later, I would have been doing things like this as well. But I think people start panicking around that age group. And they're like, okay, I only have about $50,000 in my IRA or my 401k. What can I do so that when I retire in 10, 15 years, I can retire wealthy, at least comfortably. So they start doing research and they start watching our webinars and hearing these podcast interviews. And it opens up their mind to like, hey, why do I have my money in the stock market? I need to diversify my portfolio. I need something that's going to produce cash flow consistently so that when I do retire, my money's going to keep working for me. But I don't want to put my money in anything that's going to be high risk either. So I think that's the main reason why people would open accounts.
Okay, awesome. And what other considerations? So, for example, your first investment was you lent money to a friend flip. And, you know, obviously you couldn't do the flip yourself, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's first off, it's completely hands off. Being a note investor, I would say I do now, but passive lending, I'm just literally giving the terms of the note to whoever the borrower is. We get to negotiate the terms. You have more power when you have more money, of course. It was a small note and it was secured by the piece of real estate he was doing the flip on, but he was almost done with the project and he was so close and he had already borrowed money from a hard money lender. I started telling him about self-directed IRAs and he had no idea that he could do this. This was his third property he was flipping. So he wasn't too experienced either. So, you know, he only needed $10,000 more and all he had was like a plumbing issue that he had to fix. So I said, you know, I'll lend you this. You get me the money back within the next 3 months because he was pretty much done with the project already. And you can pay me back 12% interest. And we kept it pretty basic for the most part, but there's a lot of power in private lending. I mean, you can have the borrower pay your custodial fees. You can have points on the property. It's secured by the real estate. So either you get to foreclose on the property or the borrower will pay you back. Majority of the time, the borrower would rather pay you back than have you foreclose on a project that they've been working on for probably months. But you have a lot of power. You get to negotiate the terms. It has to be within reason, of course, because certain states have certain limits. Like in Florida, where I'm at, you can't charge more than 18%. So there are specific, you know, requirements to do it. But as long as you stay within those boundaries, you're fine.
Okay. And so did you have someone help you draft that note?
I did. I had an attorney. He only charged, I'd say, a small fee of $1,000. Now, my IRA did have to pay that $1,000 fee because you can't pay out of pocket for any services that are being provided to the IRA. So I did have an attorney who I met through Newview that would write the note for me. And he put the note together and we both parties signed it. NewView signed as a custodian of the note and I got my money back within 90 days. It was actually pretty soon. I felt like it went by so fast and I was like, wow, I just made 12% off my $10,000 in 3 months. I could not have done that. My money was in the stock market.
Okay. And so just curious, like the costs for making the note were $1,000. Did you profit immediately on that or was it more for experience? Because if you got 12% on an annual basis or just period?
No, just period, just 12% total.
Okay.
On the $10,000. But I had to make a contribution to the plan to cover the expense for the attorney. So I made a small contribution to the plan for that part because I wanted note to be even numbers, keep it pretty simple and dry. And, you know, I didn't want it to be overcomplicated, but I really did it mostly for the experience.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to be working for NewView and my clients are doing things like this, I want to understand how they work. So that was my main reason for doing it. And ever since I've done that, I can't wait to do it again because it's a passive investment.
For sure. That's awesome. So do you think that, you know, obviously you said a lot of folks invest in real estate. Do you see folks who are investing in syndications, real estate syndications with their self-directed IRAs? Is that a good fit for self-directed IRAs?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, real estate's always going to be there. No matter what, people are going to need somewhere to live. So yes, we get lots of clients that do invest in syndications, but there's all different types of syndications. There's apartment buildings, there's storage units, there's mobile home parks. There's so many different types of syndications, but it's always up to the client to do their due diligence. Whoever they're, you know, going to be investing with, make sure they have a reputable, you know, company and, you know, they have some experience in the syndications. So it's up to the client to do their own research before, but we definitely have a great amount of clients that do invest in syndications.
Okay. And what advice would you give to someone who is interested in investing in alternative asset classes with their SDIRA?
The advice I would say is just figure out what your niche is and then focus on that. And then once you feel like say it is, you know, real estate and you're buying maybe a rental property or investing in a syndication, like really learn that craft, make it your niche. And if you want to branch out to other different types of asset classes, do the same thing, but do one at a time. Sometimes I see some clients come in and they want to just diversify their portfolio in all different types of assets and it gets overwhelming and they get confused and they get lost. And the last thing I want to see is anybody make a bad investment. So that's the advice I would give them is figure out what your niche is, what you want to do and focus on that first.
Definitely. And can you give us a rundown of the costs associated with setting up and operating a self-directed IRA with NewView?
Yeah. So our fees are very low. We charge no fees and take any commission from any of your investments or your returns from your investment. We only have fees when it comes to processing documents, doing record keeping or tax forms. So we charge $50 to open the account. But for anyone listening to this podcast, I will waive that fee for you. Just mention it. And we have an annual fee. So the annual fee includes all your record keeping. It includes tax forms like the 5498, which reports the fair market value to the IRS, which we report on an annual basis, the 1099-R, which reports, you know, any distributions taken, you know, from your account throughout the year. So we do that reporting that's included with the annual fee. And then it's either $295 per asset or the annual fee is based on the value of the account. So there's two options. You're always welcome to change between the two, you know, depending on how you're investing and how valuable your portfolio is. So typically, you know, if it's a smaller balanced IRA, you might want to start with the portfolio value. And then as it grows, you might want to switch it over to the asset-based option.
That's nice. And then you said is there really only one setup fee of $50 that's waived?
Yes, that is waived for anyone listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay, great. So then first year will just be that $295 or the value or on a percentage basis.
Yeah. There's other small fees. Any wires are $30, but you can avoid a wire fee by doing ACH. ACH is free. Checks are only $5. That's whether it's incoming or outgoing. And then anytime you buy or sell an asset, there's a $95 transaction fee. So included with that transaction fee is us reviewing all your documents, making sure we didn't, you know, we dotted our I's and crossed all our T's, make sure it's within compliance with the IRS. And we definitely dissect, you know, every document, every page, and we make sure that we sign as well as the client signs where they need to.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So let's talk about how self-directed IRAs can help with portfolio diversification. I mean, it may seem sort of evident, but I'd love to get your take on that.
Yeah. So that's the one thing that I like to tell my clients, and other people might disagree, but, you know, true diversification is not picking and choosing stocks. And some people think that's really diversifying your portfolio if you put in futures or options or, you know, stocks, but there's so much more you can do, like real estate, private lending, mortgage notes, the tax liens, the precious metals. Cryptocurrency is pretty popular right now, but, you know, who knows how that's going to work? Who knows how it's going to be taxed later on in the future? But right now, there are a lot of capital gains taxes if you're using your own cash. But if you do it in an IRA, you can avoid that, especially in a Roth IRA. So there's a lot of power in diversifying. But like I mentioned before, you know, with my clients, focus on your niche and then start diversifying later. You want to do less risky things the older you get, of course, and the closer retirement you are, but you always want to make sure your money's still working for you and there's some type of consistent cash flow coming in.
Okay. And let's talk about what actually look like in a real estate syndication, multifamily, self-storage, et cetera. Say somebody invests into a syndication using their self-directed IRA, then, you know, the deal cash flows during the life of the deal. So that money goes directly to the self-directed IRA, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So if the IRA invests, let's just say the buy-in was $50,000, and then they start getting their returns, maybe after the first year, maybe it's a five-year deal, all those returns come right back to the IRA because it's retirement money. So it's patient money. And that's the good thing about using a retirement, you know, account is that it's meant for retirement. So you have plenty of time for that money to keep on working for you, keep on growing. You don't need it right away. Not till 59 and a half is as soon as you can take that distribution. Most people don't even start taking distributions till about 65 when they're actually retired at that point. Most Americans don't even retire until 65. So why not do investments like syndications? And I'm non-fiduciary. I'm not telling you this is where you should put your money. I can't do that. But I'm just kind of giving you an idea of how patient money works. And, you know, syndications could potentially be a decent, you know, type of investment to put in your portfolio because it's patient. And then it's going to grow tax deferred or tax free. It just depends what type of IRA you're using. You can't do that with your cash. You're going to pay capital gains tax.
Okay, so let's just break that down for everyone. So a K-1, that'll show our depreciation losses. That's issued to the IRA. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. We have an accounting team that processes those K-1s. So with that being said, as well as, you know, in syndications, there's usually leverage involved, which can trigger what's called UBIT or UDFI, depends on what type of deal it is, of course. But sometimes, you know, even though there's a taxation involved in that because there's leverage involved, it doesn't mean they can't get great returns from these investments.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. And I know that's like a probably a UBIT, UDFI is that we'll do that another day.
Yeah.
But so when it comes to the capital gain, so then I guess the losses are just accumulating. And then what happens when the property is sold?
So when the property is sold, at that point, they would typically report either losses, but hopefully gains, and they make their all their returns and it gets paid out at the end.
Okay. And then the gains are, I know this isn't taxable, this is just general education, but the gains are then to the SDIRA.
Correct.
They're taxed at, how are those taxed?
It depends. If you're using like a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA, then it's going to be tax deferred, which means you're not going to pay those taxes until you retire and you start taking that distribution, and it is based on whatever your tax bracket is at that time. Now, if you're using a Roth IRA, or maybe a solo 401k plan that might have post-tax money in that because you did a Roth conversion in the plan, then that would grow tax-free for you. So there wouldn't be any tax.
Okay. So yeah, I think this is just something to clarify. If you're thinking about using your self-directed IRA, make sure to clarify your specific tax situation with your custodian and with your accountant, et cetera, because there are some nuances which are just good to be aware of as you're going into it for the first time. So before we wrap up,
Brian, let's talk about solo 401ks and who they're good for and why someone might be interested in using one.
Okay. Yeah. I love solo 401k plans. It's a really powerful plan. Most people, same thing. They don't know about this plan. It's also called an individual K. Here at NewView, we call it a solo QRP plan, but they're all the same thing. A solo 401k plan is for any individual who's self-employed with no common law employees. Now, you can have business partners and still be eligible for a solo 401k plan. And the cool thing about the solo 401k plan that I like is if you're investing in things like syndications, it's exempt from UDFI tax. So it's great for anything. If you're buying a rental property and you want to take a loan out, so you're using some leverage there, it's exempt from that UDFI tax. Has higher contributions as the employee and the employer of your self-employed business, you can make contributions up to $57,000. So most plans don't allow that. Like a traditional or a Roth IRA, you know, the most you can contribute each year is only $6,000 if you're under the age of 50, and there's an extra $1,000 if you're over the age of 50. So you can't put a whole lot of money away. But those people that are high earners and they're self-employed, this is a plan that I think anyone should look into because of that ability to put a good amount of money away. And then going forward, grow that account tax-free or tax-deferred, depends on if you made that contribution pre-tax or post-tax.
Awesome. Thanks. And can you give us an idea of how much those plans cost to open and operate?
Yeah. So a solo 401k plan is $300 a year. That's all we charge for the plan and trust documents. You are your own trustee. It's a very DYO type of plan. It comes with checkbook control. You process your own transactions and you do your own record keeping. So it's very different from the self-directed IRA, but it's got a lot of pros versus an IRA. And I can always cover those. So if you contact me directly, we can discuss the differences and see if you're eligible for that plan.
Okay, awesome. So thanks for that overview, Brian. Self-directed IRAs, it's such an important tool that, you know, I'm excited to help more people learn about. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll have to have you on again to go more into detail on some of the more complicated aspects of running these plans. So before we go, please share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you and anything else you'd like to share.
All right. Thank you for having me, Suja. So the best way to reach me, if you go to newviewtrust.com, that's our website. We have a little chat bot at the bottom. You can leave me a message there. You can call me directly. Instead of having to go through any extensions, my direct phone number is 407-519-9172. You can leave me a voicemail and I will get right back to you if I am on another call. Or you can email me directly at bmartinez, which is B for Brian. My last name is Martinez at newviewtrust.com.
All right, there you have it, folks. Make sure to contact Brian for your self-directed IRA needs. Thank you so much for coming on, Brian. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com. For tons of free educational content to further your success.